We're all familiar with the words of Chazal on the Dibra of Shabbat in the Aseret HaDibrot. This week's Parsha, we're told, Zachor et Yom HaShabbat L'Kadsho. In Parshat Ve'etzchanan, when the Dibrot are recorded, we're told, Shamor et Yom HaShabbat L'Kadsho. And these are the two aspects of Shabbat. We're familiar with the Gemara in Shabbat, Taflam and Gimel, when Rav Shimon Bar Yochai comes out of the cave, and he sees the person running with two flowers on Erev Shabbat, and he asks him why, and he says, one's for Zachor and one's for Shamor. And this showed him how much the mitzvot are beloved to the Jewish people. But the obvious question is, why did God have to say both of them at the same time? We know Rashi tells us, Zachor v'shamor v'dibor echad ne'amru. There are halachot that are learned from here. Women, for example, are chayavot in Kiddush, even though it's a mitzvah seishas man grama, because they're chayavot to refrain from malacha. Why were they said at once? And I think the explanation of this is that neither of them can stand alone. Shabbat is only Shabbat when the two of them stand together. And on a deeper level, we can understand very well that if a person only stops from doing what they usually do, but doesn't give Shabbat its own definition, Shabbat is just not a regular day, but has no identity for itself. On the other hand, if a person makes Kiddush while continuing to do Malacha, that Kiddush is muffled by the continued norms of the week. The Ramban has an interesting comment on this on Parshat Ve'etzchanan, and he says that the reason the Torah adds there Shomor is because the world knows how to mark a day, how to say today is special. But what the world doesn't always realize is that first you need to distinguish it by not working, by not doing what you usually do. Rav Hirsch elaborates on this and says that that is the chiddush of the Torah, to make sure that the days that are special to us are days that we show are special by not doing what we usually do. Let's reflect upon this properly. We know that sadly many Jews who are not that affiliated, not Shomer Torah or Mitzvot, may make Kiddush, but the whole essence of Shabbat is lost for them. On the other hand, there may be Jews who refrain from doing Malacha, but they don't make sure to infuse the Shabbat with enough of its own meaning. And that's what Zachor comes to teach us, and why it's so important that we make sure not only to avoid Malacha and Uvda D'chol, but to make Kiddush, to give Divrei Torah, to sing Zmirot Shabbat. So Shabbat is not just not a regular day, but it becomes the special day that it's meant to be. Let's learn from the first words about Shabbat how to be Mekayim Shabbat in the fullest sense of the word.